just did say it's Excitable Boy.
They were right.
David Hochberg, Vice President of Mortgage Lending at Pearl Mortgage, P-E-R-L, Pearl Mortgage. David, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
Good. The interest rate went up. Yeah. I know it affected me because my HELOC went up.
Yes, it did.
It's happening to everyone.
Yes, it did. Yes,
what should we do?
You should take a look at possibly paying it down if you can, which most people can't.
I can't.
Or you should take a look at rolling it into your first loan if you do not like the variability of the payment. So what does it mean for people? A quarter of a point increase. The prime rate went up a quarter of a point.
This is the third time this
year? Third time this year. At the beginning of the year, at this time last year, was 4.25. Now it's at 5. What does that mean? That means that for every $10,000 that your listeners borrow on their home equity line of credit, mm-hmm. also known as a HELOC, they're paying $21 more a month. Most people don't have $10,000 on their line of credit. Most have $50 to $100. We just talked to a guy this weekend, $125,000 on his line of credit. So what this means is if you have $100,000 on your line of credit, you're paying $210 more a month.
That's pretty substantial.
Or $630 more a month from this time last year. Okay, so it's starting to add up, folks. Now, for everybody that's driving around or sitting in their office or sitting at home having a coffee saying, well, it doesn't matter to me because I don't own a house. I don't have a home equity line of credit. Well, guess what? If you have any debt on your credit cards, your credit card monthly payments just went up as well because those are tied.
It's all connected.
It's all connected. And if you're going to buy a car, your financing cost to buy that automobile just increased. Mm-hmm. So it's getting more expensive for people to borrow money, and people have to be aware, your listeners need to be aware, that they have to get ahead of this because the economy, as the economy continues to get better, the interest rates are going to continue to go up.
Tariffs play into this in any way, shape, or form?
Not at all.
I have to give a little
not right now, at least.
Credit card hack to listeners out there. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say which card it is, but it was a credit card company that I called and said, I want to do a check and check how much my interest rate's at right now.
Yep.
And I don't have a really huge balance, but I just thought I'd check. And it was like along the lines of 26% or something like that. And I said, is there any way that you can reduce that interest rate? And they said, we can put it at 0 for a year. I said, well, sign me up for new purchases only, not what you currently have. So if you have a really big balance, that's not going to help you. But when did this happen where you can just call and ask for them to reduce your rate?
It's always been there. It's always been there. Here, ComEd offers a product to their low to moderate income consumers that have ComEd that you could get reduced ComEd rates. They will come in and winterize your home and do all this stuff. All people have to do is call ComEd and see if they qualify. Okay, that's it. It's like it's an 800 number. All they have to do is call. It's that simple. But people don't call. 40% of the ComEd, this isn't a commercial for ComEd. I had them on my show, and I was amazed. 40% of their users qualify for a discounted rate. All you have to do is call ComEd and see if you qualify. You have to live in a certain area and make a certain amount of money. If you are a landlord, if you are a owner of investment properties, and more than 50% of your tenants are low to moderate income, ComEd will come in and do a complete efficiency overhaul of your building for basically free.
So when you say winterize, you mean put in insulation,
insulation,
seal any cracks, whatever needs to be done.
Caulking, insulation.
And that's no cost.
It's no cost
but
if you qualify.
But that's for people who...
Low to moderate income.
Yes.
Right, but most of their 40% of their
bills.
Users are low to moderate.
Yeah.
So you're saying, why don't people, how come,
But how would I know to call the credit card company and ask them?
You have to talk about it on the radio, and you need to educate the people like we're doing right now.
Okay? And, you can do that with your cell phone a lot of times. You call, and it just kills me because they're like, oh, there's a huge special going on. Would you like to sign up for it? And I'm like, no, I'd like to continue paying $500 more.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Of course I would.
Mm-hmm. And, here's another trick. You could call up your credit card company. We've talked about this hundreds of times on the radio. Call up your credit card company and ask them to increase your availability, how much you could borrow on your credit card. Your limit. You've done that. And that immediately helps your credit score because it increases
it
your availability.
Because it shows you're more responsible
Okay, here. It's very simple math, right? So if you have a $1,000 limit, right? And you have $900 extended, you're at 90%. That's bad. Okay? If you go to 2000, right? You're at 45%. You're 900 against 2000, you're at 45%.
Makes you look better.
It makes you look better. I'm not saying go out there and throw on another $900.
Yeah, right. You can't spend it. Right. You just need to get it.
You're just it's one phone call.
Self-control, people.
It's one phone. I received an email from a daughter of a WGN listener. Her daughter missed a mortgage payment in January. Her and her husband want to buy in the spring. You know, should they hire a attorney to fight the late mortgage payment? A cost went up. They didn't catch it. They were on auto pay, and it went late. They spent a couple of months fighting with the bank. The bank wouldn't change. I said, listen, you could hire an attorney for a couple of grand.
Yeah.
Probably bang your head against the wall, waste a lot of time, or we could do a bunch of other things. Like number one, call up your credit card companies that you have. Same thing I just said. Increase your credit limits. Pay off your credit cards every single Friday. Continue to use them for the four T's: toothpaste, toilet paper, tampons, transportation. Use them, but pay them off every Friday. And then call up a local bank that I do business with and open up a couple of secured, unsecured loans that show up on their credit report. Pay them off in 90 days, and their credit scores go up. This is a little tricks of the trade. People need to, your listeners need to understand that there are techniques out there, like calling up their credit card companies and saying, hey, I'm in a little bind right now. What can you do? You know, can you help me out? Hey, you know, can I get a little more availability? I want to try to enhance my credit. Can I get a little more availability? You know, can you double my limit? All they could say is no. It's worth the phone call.
And
right?
They also gave an option of, again, thank God I don't have a really big balance, but if I had one, for your minimum payment, if you sign up for automatic payments, they give you cash back, like 1% for your minimum payments every month for a year.
Okay.
So that could kick back and help get your balance down as well.
Sure, if you have the money available to make those minimum payments
right
at the time that they want to make the minimum payments.
Correct.
The challenge that you have is a lot of your listeners right now, and we've talked about it before, carrying between $20,000 and $40,000 worth of credit card debt. Okay,
a lot
of your listeners have two or three kids, have a sick parent, you know, have become their parent's parent. A lot of balls are in the air, and it sounds great and sounds easy. Oh, yeah, put it on auto pay. It's no big deal. And then all of a sudden, guess what? Car tire goes out, there's $200, right? Transmission goes out, there's a couple of G's. Roof goes out, I got to put 5, 10, 15 grand. Air conditioner goes out, heater goes out, I got to do that. You know, my basement flooded. We haven't had any rain this year. You know, wink, wink. You know, permit seal's backed up because they're so doggone busy. You got to put 5, 10 grand in your basement. You know, life happens. You know, everything's great. Everybody goes on a 15-year fixed loan that are carrying 20 grand worth of credit card debt, which completely blows my mind. That doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah, that's great. You're paying your mortgage off over here, but you've got $20,000-$30,000 worth of credit card over here, and your credit card debt's costing you more than your mortgage payment. How does that make sense?
Because you have to live in your house, you feel that you can slowly pay off your credit card.
Sure. And then reality hits where your credit card, your $30,000 worth of credit card payments is costing you $1,200 a month, and your mortgage payment over here is costing you $1,000. And then if you combine it together, it'd still be substantially less, and you could still pay your house off faster and get yourself out of debt. So, again, we've said this hundreds of times. It's not about the rate. It's about the monthly payment. I'm not trying to scare people. We've been talking about how we have a better chance of seeing the 30-year fixed hit 5% than we do hit 3% again. We're right around 5%. Okay, and there was an article in Forbes I forwarded to my team yesterday. You know, what's the business going to look like when the 30-year fix is in the fives? We're basically in the fives right now. I just quoted a lady on a cash out refinance yesterday with shaky credit, 5.25, 5.375 to do an 80% cash out refinance. That's where we're at. She didn't blink an eye because that's where the rates are at. But it was still cheaper for her to take the money out, pay off her debt, and invest into our house instead of taking out any other type of loan.
All right. If people want to get in touch with you to figure out if a HELOC, a home equity line of credit, is right for them, how do they reach you?
Or if they should roll their home equity line of credit into a regular mortgage, 312-751-1333, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or simply go to WGNDavid.com.
Thanks. More ahead. It's Bill, and it's Wendy on WGN.